Greetings, dear listeners, and welcome to another thrilling episode of The Fat Man Only Wipes Twice, starring Harry Hancock as Detective Magnolia. As always, today's episode may feature elements of suspense and murder that may not be suitable for all listeners. When we last saw our heroes, Detectives Hamilton and Magnolia, they were investigating the murder of Georgie Just the Tip Alfredo. Let's listen to some of the more relevant highlights from last week's show.
Help, I think my dick is stuck.
You absolute donkey!
Let me ask you something, Hamilton. You ever stare a man in the eyes when he sharted your pants? Have you?
So anyway, I was telling him, for one, I don't know where the clitoris is, but two, I've never even heard of a labia.
I'm telling you, Chief, I haven't had one solid bowel movement in 6 years.
Inflamed groundhog labias.
You say there was an invoice for the toilet paper factory? Come on, Magnolia. Let's go check it out. Magnolia? Where'd he go?
Wow, what a heart-pounding ride this has been so far. Without further ado, here's a continuation of The Fat Man Only Wipes Twice.
I woke up on the bathroom floor. I could hear Hamilton pounding on the door as I started to come to. I'd already came once, and that's why I passed out. Know what you're thinking, listeners. I wasn't jerking off. I was master dumping. Two completely different things. Anyway, the mood struck, and I decided to go pop a squat and whack the noodle. While I can't shit in public, I can master dump. Unfortunately, if I don't ejac at least every 3 hours, I will eventually do it in my pants and pass out. Same with dumping, except I won't pass out. Saves time doing both at the same occasion.
Come on, Magnolia, we gotta go.
All right, hold on. Let me clean up all this baby gravy and we can get going. All right, I'm ready. Let's go.
Jesus Christ, Magnolia, put your dick away.
Oops. Sorry, I like to air him out a little after giving him such an aggressive massage. Prevents chafing.
God damn it. Let's get out of here.
The office. Good start would probably be talking to the supervisor.
Wow, you're good at this, Hammy. I never would have thought of that.
Are you being sarcastic?
I don't think so. I don't even know what that means.
Look, there's the office.
Come on in, it's unlocked. Afternoon, gentlemen. What do I owe the pleasure?
Chicago Police Department. Detectives Hamilton and Magnolia.
Damn, Hammy, where'd you get that shiny badge?
Well, Magnolia, we're issued these when we get the job.
Yeah, but yours is so clean. I mean, look at mine.
What the hell? Why is it sticky?
How does yours not get sticky when you eat ice cream?
Just so I'm understanding you correctly. You're saying you wear it when you eat ice cream?
No, I use it to scoop my ice cream into my bowl and then I shove it into my face hole.
You use it as a spoon?
Yeah. I'm not going to use my fingers to do that. I'm not an idiot.
Why not just use a spoon?
The fuck's a spoon?
Gentlemen, I'm sorry to interrupt, but my time is very valuable. What's this about?
It's about how this man can keep such a damn clean badge.
Jesus Christ, Magnolia. Sorry, sir. We're investigating the murder of a young man named Georgie Alfredo.
Georgie Alfredo? My God, didn't know he was dead. Such a nice kid. How's this poor sickly Gram-Gram?
Oh, she's still alive, so we don't really care about her. Old bat can go die in a gutter for all I care.
Magnolia!
I meant in regards to this particular case, Jesus. Anyways, what was your name, Stretch?
Kenny Johnson.
Well, Mr. Johnson.
Johnson.
Can you tell us why we found...
Johnson also means schlong, Hamilton. I didn't hear you laugh. I just want to make sure you got that.
Can you? Tell us why we found an invoice for your company on Georgie's body. He wasn't employed by you or any of your distributors as far as we can tell.
Well, to be honest, not sure. I've seen him around here, but I've never actually talked to him. Just assumed he was here to see his friend Mackie, who works in a loading bay.
Load.
Can you tell?
Load like cum shot. I feel like you're really missing out here, Hamilton.
For the love of God, Magnolia, can you please just shut the fuck up and stop being such a pervert? Please!
Sorry. I didn't realize you were such a prude.
God damn it! Sorry, Mr. Johnson. Can you tell us anything else about this Mackie character?
Yeah, he's got a record.
I have a few myself. You think he'd want to trade with me? I've got a Fats McKenzie record that can kiss my ass.
He means a criminal record, Dick.
Oh, I've got one of those too. That's nothing to brag about.
Are you done?
Yes.
Anyway, yeah. Mackie's got a criminal record, and he tends to run with some rough characters.
Is he here today?
Yeah, he's assigned to Bay 3. He's a short, red-headed young man.
Thanks. I assume that means we can talk to him?
Sure, just try not to take up too much time. Got a big order that needs to be out by 7.
Thanks.
Nice guy.
I don't know. I think he knows more than he's letting on.
What makes you say that?
He said he's never actually spoken to Alfredo. How the hell does he know about Georgie's grand-grand?
Well, that's a good point. You should be a detective, Hamilton. My God, I think you'd be good at it. And you know what I noticed back there?
I hesitate to ask.
You know, at first I thought it was just a funny coincidence. Now that you mention it, there's no way Johnson's a real last name.
Look, I think that's Mackie over there. Mackie.
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
Are you friends with a Georgie Alfredo?
Yes. He's one of my best friends, actually. Why? Is he in trouble?
Nah, he's not in trouble anymore. I mean, he was, but then 60-some rounds of lead were shot through him. Shot his ass clean off. It's a real shame.
What? He's dead?
Oh, boy, is that an understatement.
Jesus, show a little tactfulness.
What's that?
Can we ask you a few questions, Mackie?
Yeah, sure. Anything I can do to help.
What's your full name?
Jonathan Carbonaro Alfredo. No relation.
Why do they call you Mackie?
They call me that after my father, Robert.
Right, moving on. When's the last time you saw Georgie?
About a month ago. We were volunteering down at the homeless shelter downtown after we bought kittens and puppies for the poor kids at the orphanage.
How was you guys? My sister works at the orphanage. She was telling me about that. It was awful nice of you guys.
Charity was one of the things that we became such close friends over. My wife and I actually met him when we were working at the soup kitchen.
You know, it's funny. Your supervisor, Mr. Johnson, said you had a criminal record. You don't seem like that.
Wait, who's Mr. Johnson?
I told you that had to be a fake name, Hamilton.
Quick, back to the office. Let's catch it before he can leave.
There he is. Stop.
Don't let him get to that car. Don't let him get it started. Don't let him leave. Magnolia, why didn't you stop him? You were right on his tail.
What, and get all sweaty and out of breath like you? No thanks. Get in the car. We can still catch him.
All right, hold tight. What the hell? Is the battery dead?
Actually, it's probably out of gas.
Why might it be out of gas, Richard?
Remember when we were leaving the station last night and I mentioned how my car was almost out of gas?
Yeah.
Well, siphoned some of yours so that I wouldn't have to stop on my way home. I was going to replace it before you notice, before you get mad, but, I guess you noticed.
Jesus! Dispatch, send a unit with a jerry can out to the toilet paper factory.
Tell them to bring me a pizza.
That's all.
What an action-packed episode of The Fat Man Only Wipes Twice. Remember to tune in next week to hear what happens next. Follow us on Spotify, give us that 5-star review you know you want to. Also, we have a Patreon, and for just $3 a month, you can buy us a cup of coffee. Or drugs. Definitely not drugs. Thank you for listening. All right. Seriously. No, hit the cut button. Turn it off.
You're watching me?
You're watching me?
Yes.
I'm hitting the button.
You're hitting the button.
Now.